Unless I was just saying we ought to burst into song at that point. But that's a classic reference to something ancient and old. Something from my childhood, really. For those who don't know, there's a song called Zacchaeus. Anyway, but that's it. At the start of this passage, Jesus was entering Jericho. And he was making his way through the town, passing on the way to Jerusalem. He was heading towards what we know as Palm Sunday, and ultimately his death and resurrection. He'd already told his disciples in the previous chapter, he'd told them what was going to happen. He said, we're going to go to Jerusalem, and when we get there, the predictions about the prophets concerning the Son of Man will come true. As Jesus then passes through the town, there's a lot of people who want to see him. There's a crowd that builds up. This is even before he gets to Jerusalem. When he gets to Jerusalem, there's no end of people wanting to see him. A large crowd had begun to form. Now, amongst all this crowd, there was a guy called Zacchaeus. Now, he was a very influential man in the tax collecting business. He worked for the occupying Romans, collecting taxes on their behalf. And he was rather good at it. In fact, they'd made him chief tax collector. And this had made him very wealthy. No doubt he was somewhat corrupt as well, possibly creaming off the top a little bit for me, as it were. He would not have been very popular. A, he was working for the Romans, B, he was tax collecting, and C, he was thieving. Now, he wanted to get a good look at Jesus. He'd probably heard all about Jesus before he'd arrived. The crowds were gathering, and he wanted to see him. But, of course, there was a bit of a problem. He was a bit too short, and he could not see over the crowd. And the crowd, well, they weren't going to let him through. Not Zacchaeus, not the tax collector, not the guy they did not like. So he ran ahead and he climbed a sycamore tree. Now, when I was a young child, a while ago, there was a tree at the bottom of our street. And all the children used to climb this tree. And these were the days before health and safety, all right? These are the days when you could do things like that. So as we got older, you could go further up the tree. There was a bit of a pecking order to this. So the young children, they could only go to the bottom end of the tree. And as you got older, you went up into the top of the tree. And we used to play on this tree. But I didn't see any adults climbing this tree. I only ever saw children climbing this tree. Climbing trees is something you expect adults not to be doing, especially influential or rich ones. However, Zacchaeus was desperate to see Jesus. Zacchaeus was desperate so much to see Jesus that he was willing to make a complete spectacle of himself climbing a tree. If you are looking for Jesus this morning, you know what he says? Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. If you are looking for Jesus this morning, you will find him. Sometimes in the most unlikeliest places you'll find him. And in this case, Zacchaeus found him up a tree. But we know the crowd wanted to block his vision. And often we need to be careful not to block people's vision of seeing Jesus. We don't want to put obstacles in their way. It was really interesting to see what Hannah had to say, because somebody else said something similar recently at a men's breakfast. The speaker was talking about, prior to him coming to church, he thought church was going to be standoffish, somewhat cliquey, and they would not feel welcome. But the opposite was completely true. When he got to the church, people welcomed him. Somebody welcomed him at the door. Somebody made sure they saw him in the church, and somebody came and said hello to him. It's easy to do, isn't it, guys? We can all do that. If you find somebody here this morning you've never seen here before, make sure you go and say hello to them. You know what? That could be the stepping stone to them getting to know Jesus. You never know. You might just be that person that steps in and says something. So do look at that and do look into doing that. You don't want to be a blocking stone in the way of somebody coming to know Jesus. And I hope you aren't. But this crowd was stopping Zacchaeus. But as Jesus goes by, Zacchaeus calls out to him. And Jesus looks up and Jesus says, Zacchaeus, hang on a minute. Jesus knows Zacchaeus' name. Did you know he knows your name? He knows all about you. He knows everything about you. And Jesus knew Zacchaeus even before he saw him in the tree. Jesus knows you and me. Do you know in the Bible it says this? It says, you have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is even on my tongue, you know it, Lord, completely. You hem me in behind and before me. You lay a hand upon me. Jesus calls up to Zacchaeus in the tree, and he wants to be a guest at his house that day. He says, I'm coming down to eat with you for tea. A few weeks ago, Tim was talking of a similar thing, where he talked about somebody going to meet with Jesus and having a meal with him. This, in this culture, was a big deal. It wasn't a case of popping round to McDonald's, as we said a few weeks back, and sitting with a whole group of strangers. This was an important deal. He would be an honoured guest at Zacchaeus' table. The meal wasn't just about eating. It was part of the social, religious, and cultural fabric of society. Jesus, by having a meal, was demonstrating that he was welcoming those who are marginalized by the rest of society. The crowd were beside themselves. They were grumbling. Now, if they were British, they would probably go, yeah, very tutting. They would have probably tutted a lot. Jesus has gone to be a guest of a known sinner. Does he know who this Zacchaeus is? He's a chief tax collector. He's an enemy traitor. He's a crook. And yet he's going to have tea with him. I don't think I approve of such a thing. We too can miss what God is doing in someone's life if we're not careful. We need sometimes to bear with each other, forgive each other, and if any has any grievance against someone, forgive them as the Lord has forgiven you. So Zacchaeus climbed down and he went back to his house. He was excited. He was full of joy. This morning, is Jesus calling you to decide to let him into your life, to open the door of your life and let him in? The opportunity is there. There may even be an urgency about it. God says, at the right time I heard you, on the day of salvation I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of your salvation. And do you know what? The joy he spoke about, it says in the Bible, there is joy in the presence of God's angels when even one sinner repents. And if that one person is you this morning, there would be a party in heaven. Now, in the previous chapter to this, in chapter 18, we have found out about another rich person. There seems to be a whole story. I've looked at this, and there's about three or four stories about rich people. But in this case, there's a slightly different angle on it. There's a rich man who comes to Jesus, and he says, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus goes on to say, don't you know the commandments? Yes, he says, I do. I know all the commandments. I know about not committing adultery, about not murdering. I haven't done any of these things. He even says, honor your father and mother. And all these things I have kept, he said. And when Jesus heard him, he said, you lack one thing. What's that, he says? Sell everything and go and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, he said. Then come and follow me. And at that point, the rich man in this particular instant, in that particular incident, heard what he said and was incredibly sad because he was very rich. Jesus looked at him and said, how hard is it for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven? Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. And those who heard at the time said, well, who can be saved then? And Jesus replied, what is impossible with man is possible with God. So what happened with Zacchaeus next in this particular story is quite transformative. He, like the ruler, was rich. But this time there was a different reaction. He gets up and he announces, I will now give away half of my wealth to the poor. And not only that, I'll pay back anybody who I've robbed four times the amount. Zacchaeus no doubt knew the bit in Exodus where it said, anyone who steals must certainly make restitution. Zacchaeus was a most unlikely convert. His life would never be the same again. His corrupt ways would have to end. Faith is one thing, but these required actions as well, and words. Jesus said to Zacchaeus, today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. He's been restored. For the Son of Man came to save and to lost, to seek and to save and to lost. So where are we this morning? Where are you? Just think about this for a minute. Whereabouts are you and your faith journey? Hannah spoke about having a faith journey. Whereabouts are you on this faith journey? Are you like Zacchaeus at this moment, seeking Jesus? You can get up that sycamore tree and have a look around and you want to see what's going on. You've heard the stories. You've heard people tell. And you want to know. Do you know what? It says, seek and you will find. Are you at that point where Jesus is looking up at you and saying your name? And he's saying, come on down. Join with me. Come and have tea with me. Do you know what it says in the Bible? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone, and that's anyone, answers, I will come in. Zacchaeus had a desire in his heart to see Jesus, to seek him out. Do you think maybe you're too unworthy? That God wouldn't accept someone like you? He knows the things I've done. Zacchaeus was a rotten. He was an unlikely convert, and Jesus knew all about him, and yet he wanted to meet and eat with him. Jesus receives anyone who is seeking salvation. Zacchaeus needed to respond to the invitation. It was no good him sitting up in that tree. He needed to come down. Salvation comes by faith and God's amazing grace. So do you need to receive and respond to that invitation today? And then Zacchaeus, even though he was young in his faith, needed to change his ways. Are there areas in your life today that you need to make amends from, that you need to repent from? Something that you should do or something you should stop doing? Do you need to make restitution? We have all of us sinned and fallen short of God's glory. none of us. Yeah, we've all done it. The gift of God is eternal life to all those who believe. The Son of Man came to seek and to save those who are lost. We're going to sing in a minute. But if you need to make some sort of maybe reaction and want to ground it and pray with somebody, the prayer team are going to sit over here in this corner, over there behind the stand, for a moment or two during this song. And if you want to pray with somebody this morning about anything you've heard, about making that decision, about anything you want to do, then go and pray with them while we sing this song. And if, like Hannah, you were asking about Bibles, we talked about this earlier on. I've got the same ones, Hannah. I've got some biker Bibles. And if you've not got a biker Bible, if you've not got a Bible in your house and you want a Bible today, I'm going to leave these on there. And you can take one away and you can read one to yourself. There's a five there, so if I run out, there might be a couple of guys here that might have a couple more in their pockets, you never know. I'm going to put these on here. But we're going to sing a song, and it goes like this. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you have done for me. So we're going to stand and sing that. And as I say, if you want to make some sort of reaction, the prayer team are going to go and sit over here and go and say hello to them and get them to pray with you.